Chapter 1. ADCAR Overview. Why do some changes fail while others succeed? After extensive research with hundreds of organizations undergoing major change, I have observed that the root cause of failure is not simply inadequate communications or prior training. Success is not to be found in excellent project management alone, or even the best vision or solution to a problem. The secret to successful change lies beyond the visible and busy activities that surround change. Successful change, at its core, is rooted in something much simpler: how to facilitate change with one person. The ADCAR model presented in this book is a framework for understanding change at an individual level. This model is then extended to show how businesses, government agencies, and communities can increase the likelihood that their changes are implemented successfully. The ADCAR model has 5 elements or objectives, as shown in Figure 1.1. It is useful to think of these elements as building blocks. All 5 elements must be in place for a change to be realized. The ADCAR model. A. Awareness of the need for change. D. Desire to support and participate in the change. K. Knowledge of how to change. A. Ability to implement required skills and behaviors. R. Reinforcement to sustain the change. Awareness represents a person's understanding of the nature of the change, why the change is being made, and the risk of not changing. Awareness also includes information about the internal and external drivers that created the need for change, as well as what's in it for me. Desire represents the willingness to support and engage in a change. Desire is ultimately about personal choice, influenced by the nature of the change, by an individual's personal situation, as well as intrinsic motivators that are unique to each person. Knowledge represents the information, training, and education necessary to know how to change. Knowledge includes information about behaviors, processes, tools, systems, skills, job roles, and techniques that are needed to implement a change. Ability represents the realization or execution of the change. Ability is turning knowledge into action. Ability is achieved when a person or group has the demonstrated capacity to implement the change at the required performance levels. Reinforcement represents those internal and external factors that sustain a change. External reinforcements could include recognition, rewards, and celebrations that are tied to the realization of the change. Internal reinforcements could be a person's internal satisfaction with his or her achievement, or other benefits derived from the change on a personal level.